Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. Now, last month we were treated to Sam Elmhurst's account of her adventures as a modern-day land girl at Gresson Hall. So sit back and relax while Sam reads part 2 of her experiences.
Our journey to Gresson Hall takes a little over half an hour at this time of day, and it gives me time to reflect upon how lucky and incredibly privileged we are to be allowed to work with the Suffolk Punches during the Village at War weekend. Now, the first time I ever went to Gresson Hall was for the East Anglian Heavy Horse Association Spring Show some years ago now. I'd gone there taking two of our Clydesdale horses, which is the Scottish breed of heavy horse. Measuring over 18.2 hands high, which equates to about 76 inches from the ground to the withers, they are big beasts, but gentle and biddable. I'd braided their manes in the traditional way with blue and white flights, which are sort of little ribbons that stand upright in the mane, and, as befitted the yesteryear theme of the occasion, I wore a sort of hashed-together land girl outfit. There was just slacks, shirt and a scarf round my hair, sort of Rosie the Riveter style. Well, I spent a jolly day there, watching ploughing matches with the other exhibitors and their heavy horses. And these included Shires, Percherons, and, of course, the Suffolk Punch, a few of which are resident at Gresson Hall. These magnificent chestnut-coloured, smooth-coated horses are currently listed as an endangered species by the Rare Breed Survival Trust, and with fewer than 72 breeding mares in the UK, this makes them rarer than the giant panda. During my day there, I got to know Richard Dalton, the farm manager, who looks after the Suffolks, as well as the general running of the farm. And by the end of it all, I was eager to visit again. A few months later, I found they were running a Village at War event. Step back to the 1940s home front as you discover the effect of the Battle of Britain on the Norfolk landscape. Meet both British and American costume characters while strolling around displays of military and civilian vehicles. Tap your feet to 1940s music, etc., etc. Well, this was too good to miss. So I sent off my entry form to attend, but with a special message asking if I could work with the horses down on the farm as a land girl. My message luckily got through to Richard, who said he'd be happy to let me come down and help. And the rest, as they say, is history. It is so much more than just turning up in costume. This is proper behind-the-scenes stuff. Getting your hands dirty and working up a muck-sweat type work. This is the true spirit of women's land army work in peacetime. And with only 34 registered foals being born in 2019, to be trusted and allowed to get up so incredibly close and personal with these treasured, endangered Suffolk Punches for yet another year is such an honour. I come out of my reveries as we pull off the A47 and start to follow the back roads towards Gresson Hall. Every now and again, yellow AA signs dot the way, telling us that the Village at War is ahead. And now the butterflies of excitement really take a grip as the country lanes swallow us up. The canopy of trees either side of the road meet in the middle and darken the journey for a little bit, and then we're out into bright sunshine again. Next left turn and we're there. We drive slowly into the car parking area, wending our way around the small roundabout, and pull up at the side of a path which leads onto a field. There are already many military vehicles parked ahead of us, some of them happy campers who arrived last night. And there is a real buzz in the air. The atmosphere is electric. And as Julie turns the engine off, we sit back in our seats, give happy sighs, both thinking the same thing. We're back again, at last. As we make our way down to the farm, everyone says good morning. The men doff their hats and the ladies bob their heads, and it is completely charming. The Brownies and Girl Guides pack have pitched tents in the field to our left, and there's a tang of wood smoke in the air as their campfire sends lazy, smoky tendrils up to the sky on this hot summer morning. We continue through the staff-only gates. Yes, we are truly official, and make our way to the staff room next to one of the open barns. Opening up the door, we're greeted by Richard and some of today's volunteers, and it's a very warm welcome indeed. It feels like only yesterday we'd been here. Hard to believe it's a whole year. We make coffee, we chat, and then because we're now eager to get to work, we're told what today's plans are, which horses will be brought in from the field, and what work they will be doing. And so off we go with head collars to bring in these mighty steeds. 6 contented horses are quietly dozing in the dewy fields. Reggie, Remus, Bowler, Trojan, Casper and Jim. Come. Once the horses are tethered in their stalls, we don't wait around waiting to be told what to do next. We naturally get on and do it, using initiative and common sense. We set to with the filling up of water buckets and hay racks, and once the horses start tucking into their hay, we get the grooming tools out. Now, I'm usually in charge of picking out their hooves. They're heavy to lift, even with a bit of coaxing, but these horses are usually quite obliging. We grab a broom to sweep up the muddy, sometimes stony hoof pickings, and then each grab a dandy brush. Now, this is a stiff brush, ideal for getting any caked mud off their coats. And then the smoother body brush is used to get excess dust off and bring up a gleam on the horses' coats. Now, I'm quite tall, but I still have to stand on tiptoes and fairly jump to reach their backs. And the dust flakes go in my eyes, but us land girls are hardy types. Nothing deters us from bringing these horses into show condition every time. We're all done by 9:30, and so it's time for a quick coffee break before the public start to arrive. And by 10 o'clock, we're back with the horses, and it's time for Reggie and Remus to be harnessed up, as they are going to be working in the fields today.
Thank you very much, Sam. Suffolk Punches are indeed a most magnificent breed of horse, and it's good to know that although the breed is still endangered, they're now being given the attention they deserve to preserve them for future generations.